This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love...
You look like you really like you have a very special message for the audience.
In particular, this episode of When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and in particular, and as a whole, I despise When Calls the Heart, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Oh boy.
Yeah.
You're going to be.
Hey, guys. It's banquet time.
Banquet time.
Banquet time. Banquet time.
You got a lot of stuff written down for this one.
This is the most I've ever written down for one.
Yep. Guys.
And they're all white watch.
Just get with it. When Calls the Heart, season 4, episode 7. If you're hearty, you know what that means. You know what it means.
I know that I know that I know that I know that I know.
Where were you on March 26, 2017? Engaged.
He asked I spoke with him this morning. He said, I'm engaged.
The school is empty.
He said, thanks, I'm leaving.
Woo. Lady.
Nicole C. Mullins, where's she at?
Where is she at?
I don't know.
Great song.
Oh, my gosh. Song. Are you kidding me?
Still gives me the goosebumps.
Every time. It's a great song.
There you go, everybody.
You told everybody yesterday you're not going to want to miss this episode. We started it. We were coming in hot right now with dead air after Nicole C. Mullen.
How do you follow?
What's she doing these days? All right.
When Calls the Heart.
Back to you, Brad.
Season 4, episode 7. You guys want to guess the title?
I saw the title of this one, so I cannot play. And when I saw it, I was mad because I knew I would remember it.
Engaged Hearts.
What a heart wants, what a heart needs.
My heart will go on.
Yeah, it's Celine Dion.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, Celine Dion? That's all I thought was, here, far,
wherever you are,
Jack proposes, and then he says bye. Do you guys want to just dive in?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's pretty bold, gutsy. To name your episode, My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah,
can I just say that right now off the bat?
Yes. Pretty guts.
Let's do this thing. It originally aired on March
26, 2017. 2017! You thought you were going to sneak it by Benny. Benny's like a hockey goalie standing on his head making flapjacks.
Benny, not today.
Every day is 2017.
No. One, that's false. But two, this is an important episode.
It's my episode. I pay good money. 2017.
I don't know what to tell you. This is how we keep the lights on, bro.
We keep the lights on. Hey, can I borrow some hot water?
For what?
To take a bath.
No.
Okay, 2017.
It went a little something like this.
Mean much?
Fine, go get some hot water.
Thank you, 2017. Benny's getting a bath. Bath time for Benny.
Jack left town to go to Doug's funeral, and Elizabeth is left being sad about not being a teacher. She's been tutoring some of the kids on the side hustle. Jack returns from the funeral. Elizabeth gives him a big old hug. Elizabeth is having a little tutoring session in the saloon, as you do, and she's using apple pie to teach fraction. Nothing motivates kids to learn fractions like pie. One student, Timmy, is nervous to play the piano all by himself at the big recital that I got. Rosemary's probably putting this on.
Sure.
And so Elizabeth's like, you know what? I'll do this, but we're going to have to do Danny Boy. That's Mountie Jack's favorite tune. And so you got to do it.
Pipes.
True story. Jack does not enter a room unless Danny Boy's playing.
That's Danny Boy.
That's who he is. He's a Danny Boy. Jack's having a hard time with this whole death thing because he feels like, I should have been there for my boys. None of this would have happened if I was there. He's considering going to, quote unquote, fight the good fight. Since Elizabeth is not allowed to teach anymore because of Higbones, the moms decide we're going to start our own school and pay Elizabeth's salary out of their own pockets. Which, Dad, didn't we already do this bit?
Yeah, they did it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a knock knock on the door. Who is it? It's Elizabeth's old classmate, Francine, who refused to even acknowledge that Higbones might have been up to no good in the last episode. She comes and she's like, you know what? You might have been right about Higbones. I'm here to tell the truth. So Gowan listens on and decides that he's going to reinstate her as teacher. Now, Gowan is fair. Might be a murderer, but he's fair. Jack is talking to Frank about how he feels and how he wants to go fight. Elizabeth walks in and is like, no, you do not go fight. You're not going to do that. No, you're not going to do that. No, not now. And he's like, well, I gotta do it. And she's like, I got to get away from you. Mm-hmm, told you. That night, Elizabeth talks to Abigail in the cafe about Jack and what's going on there. Abigail hands her an envelope that she says Jack wanted you to have. Opens it up. Huh? Opens it up, and it says, hey, take a walk with me. Elizabeth is like, all right. Opens the cafe door. Fire everywhere via candles and rose petals. This is looking serious. She follows the path, and it leads her to the church. Benny,
stop it.
Not today.
Benny's getting his bath on. He needs some quiet music. What sounds are preferred, like white noise.
White noise is not what anyone listens
you
to.
Got it.
So she follows the path, and it leads her to the church, where the entire lake is encircled with candles. And the church is also just candles everywhere. He proposes. She says, yes, I cry. Everyone cries. We're all having a good time. That night, they have a party for Jack because he's leaving tomorrow, despite the fact that he just got engaged. Abigail cries and says goodbye to Jack. He hops on a horse, and she's like, Jack! And he comes back and gives her one old big kiss. And then he leaves, and Elizabeth's just there crying her eyes out. The episode can end on a sad note, and so we get a recital scene. Elizabeth isn't there, and Timmy's like, I'm not playing Danny Boy unless Elizabeth is here to sing it. Timmy's a weird dude. And so suddenly, he's like, listen, I'm not doing this. She walks in. She sings Danny Boy. It's lovely. There's a montage of her and Jack. Her voice cracks at the end. Everybody stands. They cheer. The kids gather around her and hug her. And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart. My heart will go on.
Near, far, wherever you are.
We're going to be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Whoa. And let me tell you, I think this is the time to party hard.
I'm with you, pal. Let's get straight to this episode. When Calls the Heart, My Heart Will Go On. We're going to start with a hot take. I'm going to go with my good friend Panda. Panda, what did you think of this episode?
Guys, it happened. Yeah.
Woo!
It did happen.
Let me tell you, it happened. And this episode with the proposal is great. After that, this episode's not so great.
Bingo.
The proposal is awesome. The rest of this episode is real bad.
It's and hot garbage,
is
Panda.
Real bad. And
get
here's why.
Get after it. Go. Come on.
Guys,
go.
I wanted to be big on this episode, yeah. But here's the problem. Massive melodrama to an extreme, like it's extreme even for When Calls to Heart.
Tell them
the
about it.
The final 15 minutes of this episode of When Calls to Heart are borderline unwatchable because they're trying to go for the grand slam of tears with every scene. The salute of Cody to Jack, her screaming Jack as he leaves, which is terrible. A montage, which may I point out, they used the montage too early because Jack's gonna die in a season and a half.
That's right. Oh no.
You used the montage too early. It is real bad. They wrap up what has been the most intriguing
Tell
plot
what time
point
it is. Go ahead.
About the school real fast. And Gowan all of a sudden switches roles again. And all of a sudden he's all about
Hallelujah.
Being fair and
Hallelujah.
Just.
Hallelujah.
This is bad.
Let's
it
go.
Is real bad.
Yeah.
It is a shame. game. And the only redeeming thing about this entire episode is the proposal. And that is going to be enough for some people, but this episode is real bad.
Let's go, big fella.
That's it. That's it, guys. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at.
You should have saved that for Klaffner. He wouldn't have stood a chance, baby.
It's bad,
that
y'all.
That is good stuff.
That reminds me, we just got word earlier this
week.
Tomorrow, we're going to find
today.
Oh, boy. Day. Wow. Big day. Exciting.
Man, if he had heard that one, no chance. Mm. Man, that was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I love this episode. You kidding me? I picture this, will you? Picture this in your mind's eye. Michael? Not now.
Okay.
Love that guy. Yeah.
Picture this.
That's Toby, actually.
In my Toby's singing this?
Oh, that. No, that's Michael. That's Michael.
Yeah.
There's another singing part, and that is Toby, though. Who's doing, what are you singing right now? Did you just do like a remix?
Guys,
some sort?
Picture this, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, my mind's eye.
Brand, middle of September. I'm August, end of August.
August.
I'm hot. I'm grumpy. I come in here. I sit down. Turn on the TV. Cheese puffs. Thank you, Sheila. In my lap. And just the proposal. Just the tears rolling down my face.
Were you really crying?
Yes, that's I was crying.
That's embarrassing.
You guys are embarrassing. You guys are embarrassing because you sit here week after week and you ask for more.
No,
and they give you more.
No.
They give you
that's
more.
That's not what happened.
They busted out. No. They, everything was happening. And you guys are like, it's no much. It's too much of this. We can't have any more of this. You know what? You guys are wrong. Hogwash on you. Hogwash on you. This is a great episode of television. This is a great episode of television. I loved it. It made me cry. I felt it. And you know what? All of it worked.
Listen, I'll give you a pass, Brand, for crying for during the proposal. That's fine. It's the fact that everything they tried to do in this episode is trying to make you cry. Yeah,
this episode...
That's fine.
This episode should have been brought to us by Visine. Every single scene, not a single actor in the show can cry on command. They are fake tears. One, Jack at the funeral has just a streak down his face. This episode of TV is embarrassing. Not only is everything that my boy Pandy over here said right, but the proposal also completely unearned. You heard it here first. They did nothing to build this up. They did nothing to make us want this to happen this way, okay? Rose petals and candles, always a big win. Understand that. These two characters are the best part of this show, and the only reason Jack proposes is because he's leaving. Like, are we serious right now? The episode sucks. Everybody's crying for no reason. They try to just wring the drama out at every turn. Nothing happens, and the proposal is unearned and one of the worst ways they could have had him propose as far as timing goes. Yes,
I can think of 10 different ways that it would have been worse.
A pathway of rose petals with candles is wonderful. That's never not going to be wonderful. But the only reason he does it now is because he's deciding to leave. This is not, there's no build up here. There's no romance here. It's just, let's get a romantic gesture out to save us from this godforsaken episode of television, which is awful, by the way. It's bad. The last two are way better. Even the proposal is unearned. It's bad television. You should be ashamed for liking it. You should be ashamed for crying. You heard me.
Well, that's not kind. you sure you want to side with this boy?
Yeah.
You sure you want to side with
everything
you
I said do, man, was hot off the presses.
He was just bringing it.
I'm leaning away because I'm worried that you have something. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm worried about it.
Listen, I wanted to be big on this episode. Like, when the proposal was happening, I was like, all right, yeah. And I'm okay with the proposal overall, the way it went down, I guess, for the most part. But, like, after all that, I sat there. I laughed more at this episode.
Yeah.
There are some genuinely cringy laugh. Guys,
I mean,
it's It's bad.
It's bad television. Oh. When she runs after Jack
and yells, "Jack," I was dying. I was rolling.
The Daniel Lissing and Aaron Kreka, who have been marvelous on the show and are marvelous people, that scene was tough to watch. From an acting standpoint.
I was laughing.
And I even think that if we got Aaron on the show, off the record, she would confirm as much. That's where I am with it. It was the most unearned. Also, not only unearned, but it didn't feel natural.
No.
That didn't feel natural at all. It felt like it was like, let's give them one more thing. It was really bad television. I was just appalled.
It's bad.
I just don't even know.
At least they waited until episode 7 of a 12-episode season for the big proposal. That's how you know they know what they're doing over at When Calls the Heart.
Let's get all the feels.
Episode 7 is clearly the most important.
Oh, yeah.
One.
That's when everybody's tuning in.
Let's get to all the feels.
Sweeps week.
Let's get to all the feels.
Okay.
Panda?
I got some.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have one, it's the proposal scene, which is great for its scenery, the view, the candles. It's beautiful. They do a great job of that. Yeah, that's the only thing that gave me any kind of feels in this episode. Most of the time, I was just really either me laughing or I was really frustrated. I can't express to you how much better the other two episodes were.
Yes.
Prior to this.
Yes.
Like, genuinely great.
They're better.
And then they wrapped up the most intriguing plot points.
Not like, genuinely great, but better.
No, better, yeah.
Better, in comparison, for sure.
They've wrapped up the only compelling thing. The fact, once they lose that other teacher, you've lost the only other compelling thing. And then Gowan's being a...
Whatever. Gowan's back on board again. He's back in the valleys. Welcome back.
Elizabeth singing Danny Boy.
There it is. That's mine too.
Not only was it...
Holy cow.
Great, like, she can sing.
She can Woo! Sing. But the breaking, like the voice breaking up at the end, the silence, it all did it. That scene was so good.
It almost... like pulled the episode out from the under the dump truck that it was. Like that, her singing, she started singing. I was like, oh my.
If there is any question as to whether or not they can could pull off a musical episode, rest assured, everyone.
I saw them live.
Did you have it there? Was that yours?
That was mine, yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Be rest assured, we'll be back.
Okay.
Let's get to the way what's here of When Calls the Heart. Here's my heart. What's it called?
My heart will go on.
My heart will go on.
Yeah.
Panda, what you waiting and what you what?
I don't know if it's wait what's as much as just scenes that just were startling to watch.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at. It's not so much that the scenes in and of themselves were something really amiss, but like Bill Avery singing with kids. Yeah. That's a weird scene.
You know what I wrote down with that is that as soon as Bill Avery starts to sing, he completely turns into Jack Wagner. He is just Jack Wagner up there singing like he is on that Christmas special, or he breaks character completely.
It's great.
He's not Bill Avery anymore.
That did give me chuckles.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I laughed
at the very end. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
All right. Good job.
Yeah, did great.
Yeah. He's just interesting. Jack's favorite song is Danny Boy, and I just feel like I need to know.
Dude, it was tough to live in 1913. I mean.
It was wild, which is great.
It's no California Girls.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. The montage. They use a montage. I mentioned it just too early. she says, do it for Mountie Jack, and I feel like that can be her excuse now for eternity moving forward.
Oh,
do it for Mountie Jack.
Do it for Mountie Jack.
I don't really have any glaring wait what's as much as those are just scenes you sit there and you go, huh.
Things that make you go, huh.
Well, when she also runs after Mountie Jack, and she goes, Jack. That scene got me laughing.
It was bad. Bad television.
Real bad.
Abigail and Gowan get into it at one point, as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And Abigail... threatens a recall.
She just throws it out there. Here's something to chew on for a while.
He didn't get voted in the first place.
Yeah.
What are they recalling?
They're recalling nothing.
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't understand. Yeah.
Well, don't make me. And if you can do that, why have you not done that yet? Recalls are on the table and you haven't used it yet? There's plenty of reasons. Who's Who's Jack's candle guy?
Yeah.
Who's Jack's candle guy? Because not only does he have a lot of candles at the engagement, a lot of candles, but in our montage, they do us the solid of going back to the first kiss where he put a bunch of candles in the saloon. And we talked about what's with the candle. Who is this guy's candle guy?
Can I piggyback on that real quick? Go ahead. We do the candle little thing around the corner. We get there, the proposal, all the candles. Then they have a wedding, like a proposal party or whatever, engagement party in the saloon. Then they go back to the school or church, and all of those candles are still lit and burning.
Yeah. Those are some great candles.
I mean, that is, for 1914, quality. Next level good.
Votives just don't last as long as they used to.
No, they just don't.
That's all I got, Dan.
We got to talk about this picture. The whole bit, the reason that Elizabeth gets her job back is because there's another woman who was like harassed by this superintendent.
Higbones.
It's not okay. It's not all right.
It's not.
So Higgy Pop.
But again, Dan.
It was the name given. That is his family name.
Higbones. Higgadigga. Higgy Pop.
It's not ours to give or take.
Higbones.
That's the Lord's.
It's harassing multiple women. And this woman says she's not going to help Elizabeth out. And then she gets a letter with a picture that makes her change her mind. And we get to see that picture. Few thoughts, just a few opening salvos here. One, that picture's in HD. It is full high def. Pixels are great. 1914, we did it. Second of all, that is maybe a third of the class. Maybe. Did they just line up for a picture real quick? And then third, and I want to make sure everyone understands this, that comes from a Polaroid instant camera that was not invented for a solid 30 years after that. The picture that was taken of Elizabeth is from the future. It just is. Marty McFly has disappeared from that photo. And it is not close. It is not like we're like marginally. No. Swing and a miss by a Great Depression and two World Wars. Okay? It's bad. That's terrible. You threw it in there because there's a proposal in this episode thinking we wouldn't see it. We saw it. It's bad. Do some work. Do better. That's all I'm saying. What are the kids doing in the third and fourth and fifth year that they're in Elizabeth's class? Because it dawned on me that every kid was very much terrified and dreading learning how to add and subtract fractions, no matter their age. Well, she's been there teaching for 4 years now.
Yep.
So didn't they learn fractions 4 years ago? Why are they still terrified about learning fractions 4 years later?
They started with addition.
So you mean to tell me that it just wherever you start is where you start.
Wherever you start is where you start.
If you were 12 4 years ago, you didn't know crap about
that's
fractions.
Not their, right. That's not her fault.
Okay. All right.
See, you got to take the kids where they're at. Let's go differentiated education.
No, I wouldn't know. 4 years it took to get from addition to subtraction because they're subtracting fractions.
Well, you can't rush the kids.
You can't rush the kids. No, of course. No.
They only do school a little bit.
I can't believe I brought it up. I do want to know a little bit more about what Stoneman has been thinking education was because he sees this pie example and his mind is blown. It is like he just watched David Blaine hold his breath for an hour and a half. He's like, how did he do it? I don't know. It was crazy.
You didn't break a single pencil.
That's right. Well, I mean, you didn't.
And your point was made.
What happened? Well, just Stoneman's 180 in what I believe is like 4 days is crazy.
Yeah, I disagree with everything you guys are saying about this episode aside, the fact that
Stoneman 180 in this is absurd. The guy is by and large a Nazi. Like he's awful. And then in 4 days, he's like, oh man, teaching's important.
Dude, never underestimate pie.
Yeah. Abigail says in a toast, she says, never in my life have I ever met two people more in love than Jack and Elizabeth, which is a weird way to say you've forgotten about your husband.
Forgive me, Pa.
Forgive me, Pa is right. R.I.P. Abby's husband. So long and Godspeed. Didn't really love you anyway. Never in my life have I seen two people more in love.
That's bold.
And then last but certainly not least, the railroad's commitment to not building a railroad but keeping children away from a teacher outside of school hours is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're not building a railroad right now. I don't know what they're doing, but they are worried about what children do on their own time. That is what the railroad is doing in this episode.
As they should.
The children go to school at the railroad school. Fine, whatever. After school, they're keeping tabs on these children. There's only like four buildings in the town. They're going to run into her. Like, it's going to happen. I mean, we've already got Polaroid cameras, so who knows what else we got.
Yeah, that's true. It's time for Hopes and Valleys. This is part of the show. We talk about things that are exciting us for the future and or things that are bumming us out. Panda.
I don't know where they're going to take it, any of the show. I mean, Jack's gone, so they're going to, the next episode, have to launch a bunch of new plot points.
Pretty excited about that.
I don't know. I think that's my valley, too. Yeah. It's like you've taken away the one interesting component, which was Jack and Elizabeth together. Right. Whenever Jack and Elizabeth are not together on
I will say this, city. Him leaving does prove one of your points from a previous episode, right? The change of heart episode. He was having a change of heart about staying. So yep. You do get credit there, even though it sucks that you're right for both of us because it was a boring episode of television.
Yep.
Yeah,
and it's just not looking good, and that bums me out. I think it's going to be tough.
I don't know if I'm bummed or not. I'm intrigued by what they're going to do with that because, I mean, you know, it is one calls the heart, so they could come back next episode and he'd just be like, you know, I saw it. I'm good. I'm back now, boys. So, like, who knows, like, how long this fighting the good fight is going to go for Jack. So I'm intrigued, I guess, but at the same time, I am scared because anytime – there's a long time between Jack and Elizabeth being on screen together. That's not a time that I want to have. And so I'm worried about that.
Yeah. No hope, obviously. Valley Gowan's back to being the good guy, doing the right thing.
But sure the good news is we do know there's a recall on the table.
A recall.
You can.
We're recalling
I am. Where did I put that recall card?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to play that now.
He's playing a recall card.
Sound alarm.
It's crazy.
We didn't vote him in.
Recall it.
They're recalling the coup. It's a coup recall. I did see them live. Coup recall.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
The light show.
Just unbelievable. You
had to wear glasses. Goggles.
Crazy. You had to have a secret code word to get in.
What was it?
Shh.
That's not a word.
But it was.
It was.
Yeah.
Was that night.
12 H's afterwards.
Yep. That's right. They know.
Shh. 12 H's.
Shh. That was perfect.
Yep. Thank you.
That's why you got in and I didn't.
That's right. You were out in the back.
I went, shush, 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 shush. Shh. Yeah, they were like,
too much. No, too long. No better. Coup recall. You wish.
Pocket watch? No.
No.
Meat.
Shepherd's pie? No. Meat.
Meatloaf. No. I was trying to say meatloaf, but shepherd's pie is what it was.
Smolder.
Dude, he's just fake crying a lot. I just.
The proposal.
Even the proposal isn't great Smolder, in my opinion. 4.5. 4.5.
I think you got to go bigger since it's the proposal. I think he tried to mustard everything he had. Mustard up. Muster up.
Mustard is not the word.
Yeah, he tried to muster up all he had. And I think he got it gets to an 8.
8.
That's muster.
Colonel
Muster. 8. 8.3 dimes.
8.3. You make it. I think last week you said $8.5 or something.
$8.5.
8.5 is all we need to say there. What's calling my heart? Email us hello@deckthehallmark.com. We got Melanie R. Melanie R.
Here you are. Where are you? Melanie R. Where are you?
I'm here. We worked on that song all week, Melanie. Tell us what you think. Email us again. Hey, Trace, play that one more time.
Melanie R. Where are you? You're here. Melanie R. Where are you?
Worth every penny we paid for that sound. Hi, boys. First of all,
$6,000.
All right, never mind. I'm sorry, Melanie. That was a waste of our money. First off, let me thank you for the daily entertainment via your podcast and the Double Decker Facebook group.
Yeah.
You've created such a funny, joyful little corner of the internet, and I love interacting not only with you guys, but the like-minded people who are here for the bits. That's right. I know this isn't supposed to be an ad. BrambleJamPlus.com, if you're a Double Decker, the Facebook group is where it's at. It's the perfect little corner of the internet. That is, I saw someone put that in a comment this week, and they're right. It is wonderful and all positive and all great, and we laugh and we have a really good time here at the Facebook group. What's calling my heart lately is a show on Bravo called Below Deck Mediterranean. Mm. Anybody?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
I know about Below Deck.
Do you guys watch it?
No.
Okay.
I've seen one episode. Okay. I think it's fun.
When I'm not watching Hallmark, it's reality TV for me, really pulling up for a Bachelor recap show from you guys. Below Deck Med may sound boring, but it's anything but. A show surrounding the crew working on a yacht and the ridiculously wealthy people who rent them out
that
for charters.
Like fun, okay. Man.
It's a fascinating show and really quite fun to see how the other half lives. I don't know that any of you are interested in that kind of thing, but thought I'd share for anyone listening who may share my love of reality TV. Thanks again for the endless entertainment and laughs, and bramble on, baby. Melanie Ruther, P.S. Good luck, Dan and Panda, on returning to the classroom. I'm a former preschool teacher, and while I miss the classroom a lot, I understand the patience and compassion it takes to shape young minds. Those kids are lucky to have you. Thanks, Melanie.
Mm, they are lucky.
They are fortunate. I tell them that every day when I come in.
Me too.
Hey guys, read that
email for the kids.
Good morning. Tomorrow. You're lucky to have me.
That's right. You're lucky to have me.
Everybody, we're going to be back tomorrow with a fall preview episode.
Oh,
until
boy.
Then, maybe the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.